We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 3 hours. Nice to have you with us as we once again document the crisis of our republic, the undermining of our national, state, and individual autonomy. And today is the 2nd of April, 2011. It's good to have you with us. A lot going on. I was going to be having Vicki Davis on the program, but unfortunately I found out that she has... Well, she had to cancel. She had some personal obligations that she had to take care of. So it's just you and me today, ladies and gentlemen, and we have a lot to talk about. I want to start the program off today by asking you a question. And I welcome your calls at 800-313-9443. But I'm wondering if anybody out there has ever heard of a Federal Reserve chairman actually holding press conferences, well, basically by himself. Now, I'm sure it's happened before, from time to time, but I mean, on a regular basis now, Uncle Ben, Helicopter Ben, is going to be holding press conferences. You know, I was reading this the other day in CNBC. I came across this article, well, it was yesterday, and they're saying that traders are saying that the scariest moment of the second quarter will be on April 27th when Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke will hold the first ever press briefing following a monetary policy decision by the central bank. The change in the Fed's communication with markets alone is enough to give investors the jitters, but the nervousness is compounded by the anticipation of a signal by the Fed chief as to whether the quantitative easing that has fueled this bull market will continue past its stated end date in June. And they go on to talk about how he wants to continue with quantitative easing 3. You know, what any growth that we're seeing in the economy right now is due to the fact that the Federal Reserve is inflating our money supply. This can't last forever. I mean, the more money they create, whether it's electronic or literally printing it, is depleting the spending power of the dollar, ladies and gentlemen. And the Fed's balance sheet has grown and grown and grown and grown as they bought more and more U.S. debt. So that has swelled. So obviously we are on an unsustainable course. But it just struck me as rather interesting that the Federal Reserve Chairman is going to be having regular press conferences now, briefing the press on the policy decisions of the Federal Reserve. This, of course, at a time when we have basically an AWOL president, ladies and gentlemen, Obama. You know, when the nation's facing multiple national security crises, Obama goes off to Rio de Janeiro with his family on vacation. Obama's doing a basketball charge to tell the folks in the nation what his sports picks are, his teams. Stay with me. I got to take the few minute break. This is Govern America. I'll have more to say when we come back. Stay with us.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Broadcast Govern America. It is the end of the innocence, ladies and gentlemen. This is the place where people wake up and realize that the world that they've been living in is a fantasy. Everything that we've been told all our lives is a lie. And unfortunately, the American people have awakened to this fact, well, a little too late, unfortunately. But better late than never, huh? Before the break, I started off the program talking a little bit about the Federal Reserve and the fact that now we have the Federal Reserve Chairman, Ben Bernanke, holding press conferences. And I would really like to hear from you folks to find out just how, you know, whether or not you think I'm making too big of a deal of this. Because on the one hand, we have Obama, who's clearly demonstrated he's not a leader. He's clearly demonstrated he's not a president. He's put in this position to be a puppet, to be a face man, to be a front man, to have the appearance that we have still left some semblance of a constitutional government in this country. But, you know, he's demonstrated every time there's any kind of crisis, he's not a leader. He's off playing basketball. He's off doing NBA picks for March Madness. He's off in some foreign country someplace taking a vacation. I mean, how many vacations have the Obamas taken in the short period of time that he's been in office? You know, and that's aside from all the partying they've done at the White House. And in the meantime, you know, he started another war. He promised that, you know, when he was running, he promised that he was going to end the wars. You could take that to the bank. That's a direct quote. We played the audio from that on the show a number of times. And he sent 30,000 more troops to Afghanistan, and he started another war in Libya to boot. And we'll talk more about the war and how the United States is in bed with al-Qaeda on that one, assuming, of course, that we can believe that al-Qaeda really exists, because we know the neocons made up al-Qaeda, that according to the BBC documentary, The Power of Nightmares. Anyway, the point is, ladies and gentlemen, Obama is not a leader. Obama is not taking us in any, you know, it's almost like he's there passing the time. And then you have the Federal Reserve Bank, who really is running the country, the Federal Reserve Chairman stepping up and taking a more prominent role in front of the cameras. So it's almost like to me, and again, call in, let me know if I'm making too much of this, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443, but it looks to me like what's happening here is the presidency is kind of being squeezed aside, the central bank is becoming more and more prominent, and so it's almost like a shifting of in the minds of the people where they're taking the mask off, and there's less and less of a pretension, less and less, they're not pretending anymore as to who is exactly running the country. A good example of that, too, is a CNN report I just saw on Libya. They have in the banner line through the whole, it was like an eight-minute piece, where they were interviewing a numerous Council on Foreign Relations people, and there was the banner underneath at the bottom lower third of the screen the whole time was the New World Order. And they were talking about what to do with Libya. I mean, they don't care anymore, folks. I mean, back several years ago, when you mentioned the New World Order, you were a nutcase. You were a kook. You were a conspiracy theorist. Now it's just all out in the open. I mean, they just openly talk about it. They have it on CNN. I mean, if you talked about the Council on Foreign Relations, you were just an absolute, you were some guy from some other planet. You might as well be talking about aliens from outer space. I mean, you were lumped into that category, and now they have them all routinely on there consulting them as experts on NPR, on CNN, on Fox News. No matter where you go, it's the CFR. And it doesn't even matter if you're talking about domestic policy. The CFR, they're their experts on everything. So we see from the Washington Post, Bernanke to hold Fed's first regular news conferences. He said, Ben S. Bernanke is planning to meet the press. The Federal Reserve Chairman will begin holding quarterly news conferences, making the end of an era in which leaders of the central bank avoided any regular on-the-record contact with the Fourth Estate. The Fed announced Thursday that Bernanke will hold a news briefing in the afternoon after each two-day meeting of the Fed's Monetary Policy Committee. Those meetings, held four times a year, focus on the Fed's economic projections for the coming years. Traditionally, Bernanke announces the projections when the committee's minutes are released 3 weeks later. Now the economic projections will be made in public in advance of the minutes. The first news conference is scheduled for April 27th. The move is one in a series of efforts by the central bank to make itself appear more accessible and less secretive. Most of Bernanke's counterparts in other countries, including the heads of the Bank of England and European Central Bank, routinely hold news conferences. As recently as the 1990s, the Fed did not make any announcement when it changed policy. Now it both announces policy changes and releases a statement explaining Fed leaders' assessment of the economy and rationale for any changes. The addition of news briefings will give Bernanke more opportunity to explain the Fed's actions. Anyway, I'm going to leave that there. That was from, once again, the Washington Post. The point is, folks, Federal Reserve, more front and center, as Obama is off AWOL, and the beat goes on. In the meantime, monetary policy goes forward, and it's creating a tsunami of inflation. National Inflation Association reported on March 16th about the Japan crisis. They say the earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that hit Japan and the destruction that it's caused is nothing compared to the tsunami of inflation that will soon hit the U.S. as a result of this crisis. A tsunami of inflation in the U.S. will mean a complete collapse of our monetary system, which could lead to millions of deaths due to a lack of food and heat. 44 million Americans are now dependent on food stamps. But when the U.S. dollar becomes worthless as a result of hyperinflation, the government will no longer have the power to support these Americans, and many of them will simply starve to death. Japan citizens were smart enough to save $885.9 billion in U.S. treasuries to spend in a situation like it finds itself in today. The U.S. has no such savings and is the world's largest debtor nation. Our ability to survive depends on our ability to print money that has purchasing power. The only reason the U.S. dollar still has purchasing power is the dollar status as the world's reserve currency, and that's disappearing, listeners. Massively disappearing. All Japan has to do, they say, is sell the U.S. treasuries, and they will have the financial resources necessary to rebuild the parts of their country that were destroyed by this past week's disaster. However, U.S. Treasury Secretary Tiny Tim said on Tuesday that he doesn't think Japan will unload their $885.9 billion in U.S. treasuries. It remains to be seen if Japan will do the right thing and sell their treasuries, or if they'll make the mistake of continuing to artificially prop up the U.S. economy. The Central Bank of Japan, the BOJ, in recent days has already been repeating many of the same mistakes that the Federal Reserve made in the U.S. After this week's disaster, and of course it wasn't this week, it was a few weeks ago now, the Bank of Japan printed hundreds of billions of dollars worth of yen in an attempt to prop up their financial markets. Japan's central bank should be raising interest rates, which would encourage its citizens to increase their savings so that they have more resources to rebuild their country and invest in the production of clean energy. By printing trillions of yen out of thin air, the Bank of Japan will cause prices to rise for the very building materials the Japanese need to purchase in order to rebuild. Although the yen has been rising in recent days, it would be strengthening a lot more if it wasn't for the Bank of Japan's actions. In fact, the National Inflation Association believes that while the yen may continue to rise in the short term, the yen is now likely to lose a substantial amount of its purchasing power over the long term. Instead of allowing the yen to strengthen so that it is cheaper for the Japanese to import copper, iron, steel, oil, natural gas, and other commodities needed to rebuild, the Bank of Japan's actions are actually hurting the Japanese and having the effect of propping up the U.S. economy in the short term. Anyway, they go on from there. I'm not going to get into all of this information, but there's no doubt, ladies and gentlemen, that despite maybe having aid from the Bank of Japan, the actions of the Federal Reserve are having some major impact, as you can see very evident from going to the grocery store every week. Food prices massively on the rise. Of course, fuel prices are massively on the rise, but a lot of that is due to market manipulation and the fact that we're at war with Libya now. We're already up to break time. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Walmart and get into some other financial news as well. The unemployment figures are out, and the media is making glowing reports about that. But listeners, if they don't undo the international trade entanglements that put us into this mess, real unemployment is never going to go down. Stay with us. We'll take a break. We'll be back here in just a moment.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Govern America and the rough potting down of the music there. Poker Face brings us back into the show, and this is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and the number, if you'd like to call in, is 800-313-9443. I don't know why that struck me as amusing, but anyway, 800-313-9443. We'll get back to the inflation thing here in a moment, but in the meantime, we have Mark in Texas. Mark, good morning. At least I think we have Mark in Texas.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, there you are.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing remarkably well, given the circumstances.
Myself included. You know, I'm not quite so sure that the Fed coming out is a reasoning because of prominence. I believe it's more PR. And the reason I say that, Bud, is last year and a half, the head of the Dallas Fed, Richard Fisher, he's come on the AM radio at least three times I can remember verbatim, and it did just a little talk with the radio host.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is more PR, and the true telling of this will be when the Fed has their own PR department. In other words, they have a spokesman for the Fed, Carney.
There's no question that they definitely have PR problems. You know, I mean, when you give money to foreign banks, we got a thing on the website right now where all these foreign banks have benefited the most from any of their their bailout opportunities. You know, they've given all these loans and everything to foreign banks and foreign interests. You know, I mean, they're a bunch of criminals, and people are starting to see that for what it is. And when you have a Federal Reserve chairman that will look a congressman right in the eye and tell him that he will not disclose where the money went, you know, that's pretty in your face and pretty blatant. So, yeah, they got a definite PR problem.
There was an article in The Independent yesterday come out, and they're going to have to raise property taxes. Did you catch this? You know, those Irish folks, they really don't get along real well with any type of government, especially those that try and run their country from afar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many years did that go on? Anyway, the IMF has ordered the Irish government to impose a property tax on all homeowners within a year.
Oh, wow.
They will use what's called site valuation tax is what it's going to be called. Okay, and mm-hmm. it will be administered by the Environment Minister of Ireland.
That figures.
Now, this is all because of what? Their debt.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just off the top of your head, name another country that's, I don't know, kind of in debt?
Well,
you know, this is what it is. When the day of reckoning finally comes around the corner, we wake up one day and they say, you know, we need to do this, this, and this to pay for that. I think they're trying to get in just ahead of the end game here. You know,
yeah.
The Fed is, in other words.
Yeah, you know, and it comes all back to, Agenda 21 ultimately, because, you know, every country has to have a property tax because all land has to come under control of the United Nations.
Yeah.
And as long as people are able to live tax-free on the land, they can get out of the system, and we can't have that. Everybody's got to be a part of the banking system. You know, everybody's got to be a part of the international
monetary control.
That's exactly right, and that's
yeah.
what it all boils down to.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how these Irish folk, because, you know, they made up excuses for what the Egyptians did and, you know, all the uprisings and whatnot. I guess they'll just be trying to fight for their liberty also.
Yeah. Which,
you know, there was a reporter that caught Obama right after he won the presidency, and he says, Obama, what are you going to do now that you won the presidency? He said he was going to Disneyland. And he pretty much is living up to his statement.
You know, that was my point here, you know.
Yep.
I mean, this guy's been in Disneyland ever since he's been in office.
Ain't he, though?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, and so, you know, maybe I'm making too much of this whole thing, but, as I see the central bank taking a more prominent role, it's almost like they're taking the mask off.
Yeah.
And they're saying, hey, here's who's really running your country. You know, Chairman Ben Bernanke's going to be on TV. You know, the last speech Obama gave, my understanding was he didn't even give it from the seat of government. I mean, I don't know any president that really at a wartime gives a television speech and doesn't give it from the Oval Office. You know, he was at some other location. I guess it was some kind of military installation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard the same thing also. But, you know, any place you can find a fireplace, you can have a fireside. Well, you remember when Bush was in office, he had the White House West is what he called it. And mm-hmm. it was down here in Waco.
Interesting.
Remember the sign behind his podium down here in Crawford? It said the White House West. This whole thing, we're fixing to find what's fixing. It's fixing to come to a head here real fast.
You know,
I mean, just like real fast.
I hear, Mark, that they're moving government functions from the coastal areas to the center of the country. There's even people that are saying that Washington, D.C., I think it was John actually mentioned something about D.C. to be moved to Denver. I'm not sure where that information came from, but, you know, anything's possible in this day and age where we have military martial law and the Constitution is just hanging by a thread.
Well, God bless those folks at Japan, but I guess Denver is tsunami-proof.
Yeah, well,
I mean, God bless those folks. They're going through nine kinds over there, and, you know, my prayers are with them because this isn't going to be a good thing.
No, you know, and they're detecting more and more radiation here, which is disconcerting. Hey, we'll be back here, folks.
Thanks a lot, Darren.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. And my email address, I keep it open during the program if you'd like to communicate with me during the show, is radio@governamerica.com. That's radio@governamerica.com. And I'm in the process of working on trying to get a new replacement to the chat room. We kind of discovered when we tried it out a couple of weeks ago, I noticed it kept logging people out. At least it kept logging me out when you don't send anything. So I want to get something a little bit more reliable in place. So we'll do that hopefully by next week. In the meantime, we have another caller, Betty in North Carolina. And folks, if you'd like to join in, you're certainly welcome to do so. It's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And Betty, good morning.
Thank you so much. Are you there?
Yeah, you're on
here. Okay. I'm on a kick with the Statesville, North Carolina trial on Monday for the, 16,000 pounds of silver and gold that they're forfeiting.
Oh, are you talking, is this that Liberty Dollar thing?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, can you go ahead and give the listeners a brief overview of what that's all about?
Well, it's not a Ponzi scheme. People have legitimate receipts for that 16,000 pounds of gold and silver, and FBI and the Secret Service and the Department of Justice have decided that it's a criminal thing to have anything that resembles what they call legitimate currency, which is on-back dishonest currency in my book.
Yeah, you know, what my understanding of what they did, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think what, you know, because this has been actually going on for quite a while now. Actually, I think years. I remember mentioning something about this on the other network, and that was, I've been on this
1996,
one for 3 years. Yeah. So this has been going on for a long time, but if memory serves me correctly, what happened was they were taking silver and basically stamping, you know, in other words, minting their own coins, their own coin designs out of the silver, and the federal government came in and said, no, you can't do that.
They had Ron Paul's face on it.
Yeah, how would that resemble any currency that the Fed put out?
Well, it just tied in so close with the way you started out the program, saying that the Federal Reserve is kind of replacing the executive, legislative, and judicial branches.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's kind of what it's shouting to me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, but my point is that I just don't see how they can make this argument that they're basically, it sounds like they're accusing them of counterfeiting.
No, they didn't dare do that. It's not counterfeiting. It's making something that resembles. It's not. It's got.
But
the,
it doesn't
the
resemble.
Substance. Yeah, it has the substance of honest currency. So you can't call it counterfeiting.
Right.
The defining in the Constitution of
but
honest
I'll
currency.
I'll tell you what they are calling it. They're calling it terrorism.
Well, worse than that, I think it's like the president going down to Disneyland first thing. It's kind of the Wizard of Oz to me, putting reality on its head.
Yeah.
And the people, and when they swallow it, it's their own fault,
mm-hmm.
even though the information isn't very widespread.
Well, you know, I think this Liberty Dollar thing, people, if you're not familiar with that case, you really need to get familiar with it. Because,
not much on that trial for Monday. Too bad.
It's scheduled for Monday, you say?
Yes, in Statesville, North Carolina. You can find it on the Internet, but you'll only find a couple articles.
I'm sure. Yeah,
well, thank you so much, Carol.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Betty. God bless
okay.
you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You know, folks, in fact, I haven't talked about this, and I've been meaning to, so I'm glad she brought it up. That case is extremely disturbing, and it looks to me like basically it's, well, if taken to its farthest extent, it's almost like it's a step toward criminalizing gold and silver. Because what they've done is they have prosecuted these people for actually minting their own coin designs out of silver. I mean, and they've accused them. They've actually went so far as to accuse them of basically domestic terrorism. They've used that word, terrorism, a terrorist act to undermine the national economy. So what you're looking at here, I think, is the beginning of something very, very big. And I hope I'm wrong here. But I just don't see how they can possibly prosecute these people for basically minting their own coins. If I'm missing something, you're welcome to call in. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. But I just don't see it. I just don't see, except that they're going against the central bank. And if this catches on, then people won't need the fiat monetary system and the whole thing collapses. And maybe I just answered my own question. Because I don't see how any real laws have been violated here. It'll be interesting to see what happens. According to Betty, the trial starts Monday. But the Liberty Dollar thing, everyone needs to get familiar with that case and research that case, because that's just one of many things that just, it just shows you that the whole idea of the America that you grew up in and you thought existed really doesn't. And that idea is being driven home every single day more and more. American dream? Well, it was a dream all along.
Yeah, John, on the line.
All right. We're going to go back to the phone lines. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And John in Tennessee. Good morning.
Good morning, Darren. Two things. First of all, one of the last comments you made was it looks to you like they're making silver and gold illegal.
Well, I said it looks like it's a step toward that.
Hold on a minute, Darren. Let me get this off. Okay. It puts me in mind, and I know I talk about this a lot. James chapter 5 says that it will be a witness against you. It'll be worthless. People will be thrown in the streets because that believed to be caught with it will mean your life. The other thing was I wanted to let you know one of these companies out here that I have some dealings with, it's got a new accounting system. And of all things here, and they give them names like Trendar. And this one is called the Wizard. Is that not odd?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Well, and one other thing was there was a man here in a small town in Tennessee that had some 1 ounce silver blank. He didn't call it money, but it was 0.999 pure silver. Offered to exchange it for $20 with the gasoline. The clerk didn't understand what he was doing, and he was arrested for trying to pass or to put false money into circulation. Didn't have anybody's picture on it. It was just a 1 ounce silver blank coin. Hmm. When he went to court, the judge told him never to appear in his county again. They didn't do anything to him. He didn't try to steal the gasoline. He simply tried to exchange silver for gas.
Mm-hmm.
There was one other gentleman that had a 1 ounce gold eagle on the street and offered to give it to people, Darren. And they said they didn't want it. They wouldn't know what to do with it. They didn't know what it was. Mm-hmm. So mission accomplished, people. People don't realize what real money is, what gold
right.
is, what silver is. Mission accomplished.
Yep.
Well, all right, I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, all right. Appreciate the call there, John. You know, folks, also I want to say here, I know we have Bob Chapman on the show on a regular basis, and he's going to be coming back as well. And we have other people, too, that promote gold and silver, and there's nothing wrong with that. I really think that, you know, if you listen to those folks back several, well, not even too long ago, you would be a lot richer today in the sense that owning gold and silver has done nothing but appreciate, and given this present economic decline with the dollar tanking, and I don't see any reversal of that anytime soon, the trajectory for gold and silver is looking very good. You know, you can only manipulate market prices, I think, to certain extent. Yes, I know they control the markets. Yes, I know they control the value, but I think there are limits to their manipulation abilities. But anyway, the point is, listeners, gold and silver are something that if you have an extensive amount of money, that's where I would put it. That being said, however, I just want to say, before you do anything, always invest, you know, the first rule of investing, and I'm no expert investor, believe me. I've lost more money than I've gained, okay? I don't dabble in the market anymore because it seems like every time I dabble in the market, I lose. But the first rule of investing is always investing in what you know. They always tell, any billionaire investor will tell you the same thing. Invest in what you know. And we know what the value of toilet paper is. We know what the value of food is. We know what the value of the commodities that we use each and every day are. And in a situation, if the country collapses, if the stores aren't available, if the trucks can't get to Walmart, hopefully you're not going to Walmart, but the point is, if they can't get to your local grocery store where you buy those commodities and your neighbors buy them, you'll already have them and you can use these things for barter. So invest in what you know. Build up a supply of those things that you know have tangible value, and nobody can manipulate the value of that. Let's go back to the phones. We got Ron. Ron, I'm sorry, I don't know where you're at, but go right Hello. Ahead.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
I recall from the original raid that was done on the Von Nauthaus company, one of the specific things that they were harping on was the fact that he used the word dollar on his coins, like Liberty Dollar.
Uh-huh.
And if he had avoided using that particular word, none of this would have happened, according to what I had read before. And I'm pulling this from, it was like a year ago they raided him, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was quite a while ago.
It was a while back. So I don't know if my memory is clear on that, but for some reason that stuck in my little brain and had something to do with the fact that he was using terminology that was, I guess, reserved for the Federal Reserve paper, dollar.
Federal Reserve scam, yeah.
I don't know if that's pertinent, but I'll just throw that out there.
Yeah, it's pertinent. I mean, if they're prosecuting him for just using a word,
Well, that's sort of what they're saying is that made it counterfeiting.
I don't know. I've always thought that counterfeiting was trying to make something that look exactly like the original, to pass it off as the original, and this is clearly not what he's doing here.
Well,
this is obviously a political prosecution.
Well, the one thing that you're forgetting is that everything you know is wrong, you see.
Everything I know is wrong. What do you mean?
It's a joke,
Yeah.
No, I think what you said makes perfect sense, but given the present reality, everything we know is wrong, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I guess to the average person it would be.
Yeah.
But anyway, you got anything else there, Ron?
No, I just wanted to... You were asking questions about this specific case, and there is an article on your website about it. Economic terrorists, that's you. It's got some good information, too. On the RBN website, there's an article about this Von Nauthaus issue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I'll have to get over there. I haven't been over there in a little while. But, yeah, I mean, this whole case is something that's very disturbing. And everybody needs to follow up on this because, I don't know. They're probably, I don't know if they're going to prosecute these people successfully or not. But if they get their way on this, I can't see how the gold and silver dealers are going to be far behind. They've made the gold illegal to own in the past. So, I don't know. Anyway, I appreciate the call there, Ron.
Enjoying the show. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. God bless you. All right, folks, if you'd like to call in, the number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Russ in Dallas.
Who? Okay.
Russ in Dallas.
Okay, we got Russ in Dallas. Normally we have these names on the call screen, and the call screen isn't working today, so we're kind of making do here. Russ, good morning.
Hi, Darren. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's going on?
Well, I was listening. I try to listen every Saturday. I really appreciate your show. I think you got one of the best shows on RBN.
And I appreciate that.
You do a lot of research, and you're obviously concerned about what's going on, as we all should be. As far as the Liberty Dollar goes, I had a chance to spend some time with Rob Gray, who worked for Bernard Von Nauthaus. And Rob left the Liberty Dollar Association shortly before, I don't know, I guess it was a couple of years ago. But Rob came to Dallas and started an outfit called the American Open Currency Standard.
Okay.
And what he did differently was that he did not use the word dollar on his coin. It's
okay.
A barter system, and it's based on silver, and but it doesn't use the word dollar. And of course,
so you agree with the last caller that this seems to be their whole bone of contention is just the fact that he called it a Liberty dollar.
Well, apparently so, but my understanding is the definition of a dollar is 371.25 grains of fine silver.
Okay, hold it right there, Russ, because we got to take another break here, and we'll continue with you on the other side of the break if you want to hold over. Folks, you're welcome to join in, too, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We'll be back here in a few minutes.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Once again, the website is www.governamerica.com. That's governamerica.com. We track the news all throughout the week and try to keep you informed about what's going on and what's important. Of course, nobody can possibly keep track of everything that's going on, but we do the best we can. And we have some other satellite websites that we add also. And also the old website, which is the old research site, which is probably going to stay online. because there's an awful lot of information over there that I just haven't got to transferring. Just not enough hours in the day, folks. And I don't have a staff. Would be nice if I did. But anyway, the old site's still online. You can go up on the top and click on that, and there's lots of information to research and material there for you. And also, what else was I going to say? Well, I guess the email address is radio@governamerica.com, and the phone number, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we have Russ in Dallas right now on the line still. And Russ, you were just, before we going to the break, you were defining what the legal definition of a dollar is in regards to this Liberty Dollar case.
Where these... what I would say to you, Darren, is, hey, how would you like, I can give you a really great deal on a gallon. How would you like to buy a gallon?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and the point is what we're talking about
dollar.
Is a unit of measurement.
A dollar is a unit of measurement.
Mm-hmm.
A dollar was defined as 371.25 grains of fine silver. In other words, it was a dollar's worth of silver.
Mm-hmm.
What they give us today and what they call a dollar is a dollar's worth of, well, it's not even a dollar's worth of nothing. It's worse than that. It's a dollar's worth of debt.
Right. And if you look at the so-called dollar in the first place, it's not even, I don't even, well, maybe it does say $1 on it. Actually, I think it does. But it also says Federal Reserve note.
Exactly. It's a
It's a promise to pay, which if you present it, they won't pay.
Well, exactly. That's very true. Now, of course, even if you were to take a silver certificate into the bank today, which was supposed to be redeemable, they were demand notes, they're not redeemable. They're probably confiscated. They're confiscatable, perhaps. They've just changed the terminology. Anyway, really quickly onto the there's a great website for anybody that would be interested in finding out the transcripts and history of this trial, and the website is www.libertyforfree, the number four, libertyforfree.com, and right up near the top there's a link there that you can click on. It says Liberty Dollar Trial News.
Okay.
And there's a tremendous amount of information there. I haven't really gone through the whole thing, to be honest with you, but I did have a chance to glean over it a little bit. And
okay.
Up there. Like I said, the biggest problem I see is that, the people are just still ignorant. I mean, I think it was Henry Ford that said, it is well enough that the people of the nation do not understand our banking and monetary system, for if they did, I believe there would be a revolution before tomorrow morning.
Right.
That's where
we are. Here we
are.
Thank you, Darren. So much.
Great show. God bless you.
I appreciate it, Russ. God bless you. All right, folks, we're at the end of this hour. Man, this just flew by. Two more hours to go. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and you're welcome to join in. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Lots more information to come in the next 2 hours. We'll continue with this. We'll cover up the rest of this inflation stuff. We also got Libya stuff. I've got an update on the border situation. The alcohol, tobacco, and firearms gun walking program. Updates on that. It's just unbelievable the amount of stuff. We live in very eventful times today. Stay with us. Hour number two of Govern America is about to begin.
The next round.